majority of the keynote, up until the last stanza. The last stanza, we had the introduction of a theme, a very important theme, but for the first time on Tisha B'Av morning. And that's the theme of Tzivat Kadem. The Python says, Yisrael Me'is B'Rachai Lo'alachu, As the B'Ri V'Azavtim, U'Panayim Lehem Yehachu. Our scroll translates, the moment Israel ceased to follow my ways, they abandoned me. So I abandoned them and turned my countenance away from them. Finally, after 2.5 keynotes of complaining, of mourning, of wondering how these things could have occurred, we come to the realization, Tzivat Kadem. We're owned up to our own responsibility for these things. These things were caused by our own sins. And it's this notion of Tzivat Kadem that initiates the Tshuva process. It allows for our own hafaras hafeh, our own recognition of what happened, for our own part and our own responsibility in the events of the Korban Beis Hamikdash that initiate the Tshuva process and allows us to once again reach the ultimate seat of Geula. What causes this transition? What point in the Kina does the Paita move from just focusing on the loss, focusing on the current reality, questioning Hashem how this could happen, to actually realizing it's partially our own fault, realizing the Tshuva process is in place, realizing we have to act in order to change it? So there are probably many different answers that diverge from this Kina. But one that I'd like to focus on, maybe on Derech HaDrash, is the connecting piece between the previous Kina and this Kina. The phrase, Ha'adat B'Gashamayim, I will soar up to the heavens. Stage one is the Paita looking around, surveying the situation and seeing all death and seeing the death of the Tzarchan, looking at the current reality, focusing on here and now. But at some point, that has to change. At some point, without losing the focus on here and now, without losing the focus on the current reality, the bad things that are occurring, we have to expand our vision. We have to look up at Chogashamayim, look up to the heavens, look beyond, look further. Look at the things, not that are occurring now, things that are not occurring now, things that we don't have, the things that are missing. And ultimately, this realization, there are things that are missing in our lives, there are some things that are currently only in the heavens, that hopefully will engender within us, throw within us, the Tshuva process, desire to bring those things down once again. So just to bring this idea down to home to us, in Baruch Hashem, we live in a very different current reality than the one that might have described. We don't look at our windows and see death and destruction on a regular basis. We don't see carnage. We don't see tragedy. Regular basis. And that's something we have to try to tap into on Tisha B'Av. Something that is very relevant for us, even in our own current reality, is the sense of loss, the sense that something is missing. Baruch Hashem, we all try to live as rich spiritual life as possible. And we have so many opportunities. We have strong Bati Metra, strong Yanim, Tfilos, Chesed, Tzedakah, strong Jewish